It's a radical news flash. The south of Chile has been in a lot of tension during the previous weeks as a policeman shot dead a jungler and street artist in Piquipungi. As a response, there were demonstrations in Santiago and attacks with fire against governmental buildings. Political prisoner in Greece, Dimitris Koufodinas, has been on hunger strike since the 8th of January, protesting that the Conservative Minister of Justice, in order to isolate him, ordered his transfer to a different prison than the one conforming to the regulations. The hunger strike is being supported by a movement of solidarity and other political prisoners who are also on hunger strike. The social center Metelkova in Ljubljana is under pressure by cops and fascists. On Monday, the 8th of February, more than 40 policemen in riot gear invaded the courtyards of Metelkova, tried to enter the clubs and other places and intimidated the passerby after a demonstration dedicated to the recent eviction of occupied autonomous factory ROG. Thousands of students have been protesting in Greece during the previous weeks against the new law for the educational system. The government is planning to hire a special force of 1,000 police to guard the public universities, confronting the long political tradition that the universities are not entered by the police, won by the movements in the 70s. The student demonstrations have been confronted with massive police violence and arrests. The students of the University of Bosporus in Turkey have been protesting since several weeks against the fact that Tayyip Erdogan himself appointed directly the rector of the university. Protests of the students have been violently suppressed by the police forces and 159 students have been arrested. A group of protesters in London have been occupying the Euston Square Gardens for 2 weeks by locking themselves into self-made underground tunnels. The protesters are trying to protect the green space, which is planned to be built over with a temporary taxi rank, and then it will be used for a high-speed railway project. The protesters are supported by regular demonstrations on the ground. Once again, people in Argentina have protested against the planned mining projects in the southern province of Chubut. Several thousand people gathered in various cities and provinces last week in order to protest against resource-intensive mining projects under the motto "Water is worth more than gold." A demonstration for supporting caravan housing projects and opposing gentrification in Berlin is organized for the 20th of February. Berlin has several housing projects in caravans which are threatened by expiring contracts and the intention of the city authorities to privatize the land. You listened to the Radical Newsflash.